Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620 this morning.
Well, I guess let's start right off with a strike on Syria would lead to retaliation on Israel, Iran, Israel, according to Iran. That's in the New York Times this morning. Things are very, very tense, obviously, right now in the Middle East.
They are. My personal opinion is that Congress ought to go back into session and have the administration lay out its case for action in Syria. As we all know, the Constitution provides that Congress is the only body that has the right to declare war. My personal feeling is that we should not get involved in Syria. Sending weapons into the area just will undoubtedly put weapons in the hands of our enemies. If we want to solve this, we have to go in with our troops, and we just don't have a strategic interest in the area. Now, what's happening in Syria is a tragedy, but the United States is not the humanitarian police force for the world. So I just think there's no strategic interest unless we're there to help Israel out.
33 lawmakers sent a letter to the president. Were you one of those 33?
No, sir, I was not one of those.
Didn't feel like you wanted to elevate it to that level, or what were your thoughts in not?
Well, no, I did. The letter was not circulated to my office, so we didn't have an opportunity to even look at it.
Now, okay, unilateral action. How would you feel about the United States being part of a multinational force?
Well, again, I think under the Constitution, we have a set of armed services to protect our country from threats abroad. And at this point, I cannot see that the United States has a strategic interest for getting involved in Syria. We are again, whether it's with another country or doing it on our own, we are not the world's police force. I just don't think we ought to get involved. Look what happened. We got when we went into Libya. We destabilized that country, and we got four of our folks killed later on in the Benghazi consulate the Benghazi consulate attack. So I just I'm against these types of action, whether with other countries or unilaterally.
Let's switch to now domestic issues. I think the House GOP leadership was looking at trying to get some sort of an immigration bill on track, but Monday, Jack Lew seemed to change the timetable as far as the debt ceiling took place. What is that going to do as far as the legislative plan by GOP leadership?
Well, we were planning on trying to address the debt ceiling in September anyway. We've got two big fiscal issues that we have to address, but pretty quickly. The first one is, how are we going to fund the government beginning October the 1st? And the second one is, how do we deal with the debt ceiling? And so those we were going to try to do both those before September 30th, and this just pretty well assured us that we have to get them both done prior to that date.
Does that mean then that immigration can't really happen by 2014 until 2014?
I don't think that it means that it's off the table. If anything, if you think about it this way, if you get the debt ceiling taken care of between now and the middle of October, when he says we're going to hit it, then you could go right into immigration reform. Now we've also got some other issues we need to look at. The Intelligence Act is up for reauthorization. And in light of the disclosures about the NSA, I think we need to go ahead and look at how we're going to rewrite the Intelligence Act to prevent those types of abuses. So we're going to have a busy fall calendar in October and November and December. But I think immigration could be taken care of, or at least some parts of it could be. As you know, the House is not inclined to do a comprehensive bill like the Senate did. We're inclined to do more of a thoughtful step-by-step approach.
And I think from looking at the calendar, you've only got like 14 days in October when you're meeting, so you really it will be a full agenda.
It will be a very full agenda, but you know we've had a very full agenda lately anyway. I mean, we're typically having between 20 to 30 oversight hearings per week. We've passed a lot of legislation in the House, at least in the House. The Senate has not been that active. So I expect we can walk a chew gum at the same time and get a lot of things done.
I like that. Bill Flores joining us this morning. I know you'd like to comment on the Hassan, the verdict, and then we are, of course, awaiting what the penalty phase is.
Well, my personal opinion is that the jury ought to, in light of the fact they found him guilty, to go ahead and give him the death penalty. We sent out on the campaign sign, we sent out a campaign email yesterday. We got a lot of interesting results about how he ought to be executed. That was pretty interesting. Yeah. But now, more importantly, though, John Carter and I are working on a bill that would provide for the victims of this terrorist attack to receive the benefits they would have if they had gotten shot or been injured in overseas conflict. You know, this workplace violence declaration the president made is a bunch of silliness, and we do need to get it fixed for the fairness of these folks that were attacked by Hassan.
Because the guilty individual continued to draw salary, and these people didn't. It's to actually, when you read that, you just have to scratch your head saying that that's the world turned upside down.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's not the first thing this president's turned upside down, you know, that just goes beyond the pale, and we're trying to fix it legislatively.
Part of what you're doing while Congress is not in session is you're going to be having some meetings with constituents, and we've got one planned in Bryan.
Yes, sir. Our summer town halls are coming up next week, and our Bryan College Station town hall will be on Thursday at 5:30 at Rutter Auditorium. Excuse me, the Rutter Auditorium at the Rutter High School.
Right.
So make sure you go to the Rutter High School.
Yep, it's in Bryan, not in College Station. So anyway, we'll do
correct.
That. Well, all right, very good. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays, just about every Wednesday, and we appreciate the time, especially when Congress is not in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.